the Mike Caldas Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday. Tuesday, the 18th day of May, 2021. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
No crying? Everybody's okay?
There's no crying in baseball.
Thank you.
I mean, I cried earlier, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not on the air, though.
Right.
Oh, man. Carmen.
Yes. Good morning.
I went to the gym yesterday.
How was it?
How many times am I supposed to tell everybody?
Limit it to like four a day.
I mean, you told us a lot yesterday you were going, so.
I was really having anxiety about going yesterday.
Why?
What? Because I didn't want to lift all those heavy things and exercise and not eat junk food and
gotta
all that.
Do it, buddy. Turning 50. Gotta tighten it up.
I know, but once you go, once you get it over with, you feel good.
Yeah.
There has never been a time where I went running and didn't feel better afterwards. You know, there's a lot of times where I'm like, boy, especially for like long runs when you're getting ready for something. I'm like, I got to go and do 12 miles today. And I'm like, ugh, come on. But then afterwards, you like did it, feel great, still have the rest of the day ready to go.
That was my saving grace, is that I remembered that every time that I did it last time after it was over, I was like, oh, I'm so glad I went. So I was like, as much as I don't want to go, just go, and then when it's over, you'll be glad. And I sure was. I actually am looking forward to going back tomorrow. So.
Good.
And it makes a difference when you have a trainer. Like, if you just go to the gym on your own, you hardly get anything done or accomplished.
Yes.
But when you go to a trainer, you get a real good workout.
Well,
and also you feel accountable for it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, somebody else is there, and you'd be a fat slob and be like, nah, I'm just gonna lay on the sofa. But if somebody's waiting on you, you're like, I gotta go. All right.
Yeah.
There has never been a time that I went running.
That's where that sentence ends.
To the liquor store.
There were so many things that I was coming up with yesterday that I was like, wow, I mean, if I didn't have to go to the gym, I could change these light bulbs. And then I was like, all right, just do it. And it was great. I had a great time. And we were talking about Fat Dad Fight Club. And how we could do that.
Oh, nice.
Thinking about ways to get in there. And because I know there's a lot of fat dads out there who want to go and do that, but they don't know. They don't want to roll up in a crunch.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right. I take my son to crunch, and I sit outside, and I just watch the supermodels that come in and out of there. And I was like, I wouldn't. I mean, I'm blessed with an absorbent amount of confidence, so I don't care. You know what I mean? But I somebody who is like hesitant, man or a woman, about going in the gym and not feeling good about themselves, and then just seeing all these supermodels come in and out, you'd be like, I don't want to.
Well, it's very hard to box with a boner. Muhammad Ali said that.
It's a saying. It was
float like a butterfly. It's hard to fight with a boner. A lot of people don't know the second part of that.
Yeah, they just stop at the beginning. That was my day. I say Spanish and Joe, though, were super helps yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
They helped me out much.
Trash, amongst other things.
I couldn't. Well, the thing, the trash is just, that's your job.
Oh, calling myself trash. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh.
By the way, they did not do a good job with the trash.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Who does the recycling can?
Joe.
Yeah, it fell down. It was laying in the street, and I had to pick it up. And there was there's a stick underneath it. You got to prop it up.
Does anybody believe that it fell over?
Does
or
anybody
that you
believe
the stick
you
out?
Bent down? Nobody.
When I left yesterday, the trash can was laying in the road, and I picked it up.
I believe Joe.
I sabotage.
I saw Gio's video, and Joe in Spanish were very aggressive.
Let me tell you.
Didn't seem right.
I went to compliment them, and somehow I'm a jerk.
Yeah, you are.
You're all a little bit right. The problem is that the sanitation department has destroyed my recycling can, so it has no axle and no wheels. Mm.
Different sanitation than my department.
You're the czar.
I appreciate that.
So when you put it out there, and there's no back wheels for it to lean on, it falls over sometimes. Right. So Joe props it up with a stick.
Yeah, well, he did a horrible job.
Well, in his defense, Gio, it did fall after they collected the other can. So two different garbage trucks come by, one for the regular garbage and one for the recycling garbage, and when they took the other garbage, they knocked it over.
Maybe a second time. This is before that.
But I will tell you, in the defense of the garbage men, I came home from the gym, the recycling can was on the floor again, filled with garbage. So I ran in the house because I had to pee real quick. I ran in the house, I peed, I had to grab contact lenses for Joey. I grabbed them and then I left the house. and the garbage had already come in the matter of time that I peed, and they got out and they picked it up themselves. So thank you to the garbage man.
Thank you.
Who've destroyed my cans in the past.
Can we think of a better term for them than garbage men? Like, that's so degrading. Hey, garbage man.
Well, they deserve it.
You
These
know?
Guys deserve it. Yeah. Well, the sanitation is as sanitation czar, and there can only be one.
No. Spanish is trash person.
No, he means my title, not like who I am,
right.
But like my title.
Title. Not what you've earned.
Different, yeah, yeah, it's different.
You're like Danny DeVito from It's Always Sunny when they were doing the wrestling. I'm the trash yeah. man. And he's just eating stuff out of the garbage.
Yeah, I defended you on a lot of the Instagram comments.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which, by the way, Joe, I don't monetize social media. I don't care about clicks and all that other stuff. Well, want to see it, you know. But I was a little bit upset that the video of you shirtless singing "Sweet Caroline" is not in the tens of thousands yet.
Well,
I feel like people are missing out.
Yeah. Yeah,
Instagram.com/TheMikeAlta Show.
Speaking of videos, did you see the video of a young Pap dancing?
What?
No.
Yes, I'm sending it to the gang right now.
Where is that magic from?
I tweeted it out this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Joe, when you talk on the show, you have to be aggressive or you just sound like Milton talking about a stapler.
Okay.
You have to just go in. You have to force your way in.
I too would like some cake.
Yeah, well, I was just saying, I'm not sure I'm setting that great of an example for the young people today, Michael.
Why?
You know, being a crazy, old lunatic.
I know.
Madman.
You are an example, though, for the elderly people on what kind of life they could be living.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
I think you should throw a few rants about vaccines and different stuff in there, you know, into your repertoire.
Yeah.
I like the fact that Joe just looks like a weird old man, but on all other accounts, he's a young man.
Mm. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Galvin, by the way, that tweet is 100% Joe.
Right? Take a look at the and listen to the music, too, because it's like the New Orleans like jazz music, and he is doing like some Joe moves. That is a young Pap from the early 1900s.
We figured out you knew how to travel.
I can't have somebody biting my style. Mm-hmm. I cannot have this happening.
Will you fight them at the punch-out?
I'll definitely dance fight them. Yeah. I'll dance fight that kid.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. We got a good show today. Dominic Ferriello will be here. Ask the Dom to take your legal calls in the 8 o'clock hour. Be prepared with those. Be ready to go. We've had some really weird ones in the last couple of weeks, which I like. And what else today? We have something else today.
Today's Tuesday. Hmm.
This week, I want to remind you that we're going to have a very special 6 at 9 on Friday.
Mm.
Because
it's going to be on Friday.
Well, it will be on Friday.
At 9.
Yeah. And two comedians will be here with us doing it. Paul Verzi and Joe Bartnick. And Joe Bartnick is really, that's right up his alley.
Right.
Writing punchlines and stuff. So we may actually have a funny 6 at 9 this week.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just one funny person on 6 at 9.
Huh? All right. Don't be jealous because you're the one who got funniest person ever one time.
Have you ever got it?
Oh!
Shots fired.
Let's go to the gym.
Here we go.
To be honest with you, Carmen, I've not gotten it, and I've never even been considered for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
In my heart, yeah.
Thank you. You're a good person.
Sweet and sour.
That was overlooked. I'm sorry. I am excited because I got our instructions for the parade next weekend.
Oh, man.
It's parade season.
Oh,
we're back. Everything's open. We're in Ybor City. Awesome. We're hanging out.
Get your livers ready now, gentlemen, because it is going down.
Oh, Galvin, another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think after my conversations with my wife yesterday, Vegas is going to happen.
Oh, I like it.
I even text Manus and I go, hey, I'm being serious about Vegas.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I told my wife, I go, so you're cool? And she goes, yeah, totally cool. And I go, and who knows whether it's going to happen? And I said, it'd be fun if everybody came out. But, you know, we do this a lot where we're like, hey, we should do this. And then something comes up. But that'd be great if you guys do.
I got to be honest with you. I started thinking about it. And I was like, see, Pete, I don't think Pete can go. But I was like, you know, we should call your brother Tim and tell him to go. And all of a sudden, now we got a big crowd.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. That seems to be the plan. That's what I want to do. And we haven't been to Vegas in forever. And I was looking online yesterday, and everything is open there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're excited about it now.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, oh, yeah, lick the roulette table. Whatever you want to do.
I really feel like it's going to end up like Army of the Dead, though. Like we're all going to be zombies by the end of the week.
I get the tiger. I call the tiger.
Yeah. My early negotiations aren't going as well.
Come on, shrimp dinner. Get out there.
Shrimp dinner.
I still got time.
Why, though?
Because he doesn't want to go.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Oh, he wants to go.
No, I love really? Vegas.
He just doesn't want his wife to go.
I love Vegas.
We all have to make sacrifices, Carmen.
Yeah.
I said to my wife, do you want to go to Vegas? And she was like, sure, when? And I go, well, no, we're looking at this specific date, and this is why, and Galvin's going. And she was like, she was kind enough to say in the beginning, are you sure they want us to go? we've already cleared it with Jenny. And she was like, yeah, I'll go. And I was like, what? So then we started looking up. The only downside to this whole goddamn thing is the only direct flight out there is Southwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Southwest is still better than Spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. Like that's, yeah.
Kitty Hawk was better than Spirit.
Yes. You gotta look at the bright side of things.
I gotta be honest with you. They all seem the same to me. I mean, I'm not sitting in first class, so does Southwest have first class? I don't know, whatever. But if you're sitting in normal seats, they're all cramped and it's all, you know, get in there, fatty.
I plan on being drunk for that flight anyway, so whatever.
See, that's the thing to me. If we're on Southwest and we all go on the same flight, that's a different story.
We could
all
get drunk. Hopefully, I don't get kicked off this plane.
And that's the only good thing for it. But you know, for the most part, I do want to fly in first class so that I can just go click. And good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. Well, whatever. We'll make it happen. It's a small price to pay for a good weekend.
Yes.
Coming home, that's the part that sucks.
Hmm.
Yeah. You lose 3 hours.
You lose your money.
Yeah.
And is there no show that Monday or no?
Oh, there's a show.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
There's
yeah.
Good times.
There's no real fun stuff to do in Vegas at on Sunday
morning.
No football.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Buffet.
So, yeah, that's it. You get up, you eat breakfast, and you go to the airport.
Nothing like a weekend bender bookended with 10 hours of flight time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
God, you
negative Nelly. Negative Nelly.
I'm trying to negotiate my trip now. I'm like telling her, I'm like, this is a work thing.
Yeah,
I
can't, it is.
I'll tell you.
They're all going to think we're dicks if we don't
go. Ooh.
Right.
Ooh.
That's how you're pitching it. It's a work thing.
Make it a work. Yeah, make it a work thing.
Okay. Work function.
Podcast live Monday from Vegas.
Ooh.
The only problem with that is the time difference. We have to do it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But, Gio, that's wrong. Don't do it. We're not doing it.
I'm sorry I made that suggestion.
And then all of a sudden it becomes all of us in one hotel room yelling.
Yes.
Three in the morning.
Which should be Saturday night.
So when I go to Hawaii, I thought about trying to do it from there. I already checked.
Oh, trust me, Carmen and I laughed about that. When you first said that, we laughed and laughed.
Listen, my intentions were good. When I went to the beach last time...
You're a positive liar.
Yeah.
First of all, there was no lying involved. When I went to the beach, I brought my MiFi and it had Wi-Fi. This, though, has super Wi-Fi and it has a guest house. So I can go out there and yell all I want. But the only problem is the time difference there. We'll have to start at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's not
I can't do that.
We won't. You will.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't think so. Remember about the Wi-Fi question that you had, Carmen?
Yeah.
What was your Wi-Fi question?
You were like, she was like, well, how are you going to... Carmen, it's 2021. They have Wi-Fi.
This was back when you guys were talking about being live from the parade on a boat in the water.
I was like, we
can barely do it from the cruise and that.
Satellite triangle.
And then you guys all came up with it. It'll be totally
fine. And a
Carmen's
tri-fi.
A signal. Mm-hmm.
Carmen, always the fun police.
Listen, buddy, you're the one who's talking about 10 hours, don't want to come back on Sunday and work on Monday. We're going to Vegas, baby.
I know. I want to extend the weekend and really, you know, hit the gas.
Carmen said that she's so excited and Chad's so excited, he's not even bringing his eyebrows.
Oh, man.
Pick some up there.
What is nice.
Grab some eyebrows on the way to the airport.
He's back in light.
I pictured Chad going to the cabinet and opening it like I do for cufflinks. Open up a little box and his eyebrows are there.
his eyebrows on his face.
I'm gonna, next time I see him, I'm going to look at him.
Okay.
Really... I'm going to lick my finger and I'm going
to
touch
him. No, don't touch him.
Oh. Would you like me? I trim my beard. Would you like me to save my beard trim?
He doesn't need
yes,
it.
Yes, please.
He doesn't need it. Right. He has his own.
All right.
Can he wear sunglasses the whole time? Because the eyebrows, they kind of freaks me out.
They creep you out.
Yeah. He can wear a mask.
It could be an advantage if he's playing poker.
It's true.
Right? He can't tell no if he's excited. Yeah.
It's the ultimate poker face.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And it just throws you off. You're like, does that guy have eyebrows? Yeah. Like, I'm all in. Wait, what?
Is that powder?
Oh, man. I just had a...
He's not powder. He's Nestle Quick.
Oh, Chad.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Oh, thank God he's sleeping right now.
He's not.
We can't tell his eyebrows. Can't tell whether his eyes are open or closed.
Does he like Vegas, Carmen?
He's only been once. Oh, and it was like a family trip. So.
Carmen's only been once, right?
Correct.
Oh, Gio's really? Only been once.
Yes.
Spanish?
I've been... Three or four times.
Papap, I'm sure, lived there for a while in the 70s. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
Him and Hunter Thompson lived together.
Yeah.
I'm up over a dozen, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. I got a place to stay there.
Oh, that's going to be so awesome.
What do you mean a place? Like a house?
An apartment.
An apartment? Oh, nice.
Are you staying with, staying with Kayla?
Oh, you staying with Pablo Francisco?
Yep.
In a world where Mike comes to Vegas.
Bobby was at Russell Peters. He was going to Russell Peters' house yesterday.
Russell
He's
Peters
in L.A.
Rich.
I know, and I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going to Russell Peters' house. I go, hey, steal something, will you? And he goes, what? And I go, just take something so you can come back and say, I stole this from Russell Peters' house. And he goes, don't do me a favor. I go, why? And he goes, don't say that anymore. I go, why? He goes, because now I want to do it. I go, you should. Every time you go to somebody's house like that, you should steal something small. And he goes, yeah, but what if I steal a pen? And then he's like, I get caught. And then he's like, my father gave me that pen. That was a big, I go, all right, don't steal anything. We'll see if he did or not. All right, let's take a break. It's Tuesday. And we are live. You can check us out on Bone TV. And Dom will be here at 8 o'clock. And we got some stuff to give away this hour with Sporkle. It's the Mike Caltas Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Caltas Show.